I always knew that there would be occasions when I would have to use a car, and that my e-bike would not be suitable for various work assignments, whether that's because you know, I need to carry too much equipment that I can't get on the bike, or you know, adverse weather. And today was one of those occasions where you know, I just wouldn't have been, I just didn't feel safe riding my bike to Bisley, where I had a work assignment this morning. It was really windy. Now, I managed to avoid the rain. It rained. I was supposed to leave it about 8:30, and it was absolutely hammering it down with rain. But I managed to wait 30 minutes, and then the rain subsided, but it was still really, really windy. And the rental bike that I have, because my own e-bike is off the road, wouldn't be suitable for off-road. So it's not, I wasn't comfortable taking that down on the Basingstoke Canal because it's too muddy. My own e-bike would have handled that no problem at all. But it meant that I had to go on the Pirbright Benz. And with that wind, I was a little bit nervous. I had to make a judgment call because I was nervous that the wind may put, if there was a gust of wind, it might possibly push me out into the road and into the path of a car. So I made a safety judgment call and decided to drive in my wife's car instead. And there are going to be other occasions when that might be the case. And I always knew that was going to be the case. But I've been now, I'm 3 weeks into this year-long trial. And really, it's only the last 2 days because of the weather that I haven't been able to ride the bike. So it's not bad, I suppose, 2 days out of 3 weeks. And of course, as the weather gets better, which it will soon anyway, I'll be 100% into it, I think. So yeah, interesting day. Where I was working today, because of the weather, it was really, really muddy. A lot of off-road stuff. And my wife's car absolutely caked in mud. I had to take it to the car valeting place in Frimley Green to get it washed. And, you know, that's another factor of the reason why I chose the particular e-bike that I've bought is for its off-road capability. But, of course, when it's that muddy and that dirty, after each ride, it's going to have to be hosed down and maintained. The drivetrain is going to have to be maintained, oiled, and all the rest of it, cleaned and oiled. So, yeah, that's something that I considered today while riding around in my wife's car in Bisley. Next week will be quite an interesting week from an e-bike point of view. I'm going to Reigate again on Tuesday for a full council meeting. So that's going to be interesting because there's quite a strict dress code at County Hall, and for the full council meetings, councillors are expected to wear a suit and a shirt and a tie and all the rest of it. And I basically said in all of our select committee meetings, Greener Future select committees and working groups, that, you know, that is not appropriate dress to cycle to County Hall. So I had a quiet word with the chairman of Surrey County Council the other day and said, look, you know, I will not be wearing a suit when cycling to County Hall. Happy to dress smart and all the rest of it, but definitely will not be wearing a suit. So I'm probably going to stand out a bit like a sore thumb on Tuesday in our full council meeting. And if I speak and the camera's on me, that will be obvious. I'm not planning to speak, but you never know with these meetings. Something might be said and I might want to engage in the debate. But nonetheless, you know, I'm going to be dressed completely differently to everybody else. I'll still have a shirt and a tie on and that. But yeah, because of my cycle ride to County Hall, there's absolutely no way I'll be wearing a suit. So let's see how that works out and what eyebrows are raised as a result.